V4CBA Mobile.
V4CBA. Excuse me. NC9 Victor. Talking about upgrading your call sign, if you did upgrade, I highly recommend it. Just get tongue-tied about the old call sign, but this one sure is a whole lot shorter.
Yeah, that was my main purpose for, thinking about changing, because and I may not, but if I can find one that, that's shorter, one by two or something like that, then, I might consider it, because, it's just like, it's just quicker when you're throwing your call out there, if you're, trying to get into a pile-up and, when you get up 2x3 like me, it's a little difficult.
I don't do any contesting, but just having a short call sign is a big plus. Plus, I didn't like my original call sign that much anyway, even though I did go back and get it as a vanity call a while back just because that's the one I had, but the KD4IOX. That was a lot to say. I like the shorter one. It's a lot smoother. And the only thing I don't like about it is a 9 call. I was trying to get a 4. And a 1x2 is like non-existent. So I thought, well, let me try a 2x1. And there were a couple available. And I put it only for 3. And I got my second choice, which is, I'm really happy I missed the first one. And I got my second one. I'm much happier with this one.
Cool. Well, so what are you up to today?
Just done my work for the day. Not bad. I got 6 hours in, which is my normal run. And I'm on the schedule for tomorrow, so that's a good thing. So now I'm just heading up 290, going to head back up the mountain. See if I can get the boss lady to put together something good to eat.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, dang, you must have went in at 6 o'clock this morning. If you're getting off this early. But, knock yourself out. I'm retired, so I'm just kind of at my leisure, I guess. I don't know. Of course, between my wife and my 2 daughters, they keep me pretty busy, So my daughters, if they kill me, they call me and they go, "I got this light on my dash," and I'm, so, well, what does it look like? And they go, well, I don't you know, to trying to describe it. I'm like, good cow. Oh, man, because I used to work on cars, so. But getting somebody to describe a light symbol, yeah, that comes up, it can be rather difficult sometimes.
They got so many of them now. You don't know. These systems of the cars get so complicated, they got lights for everything. And I'm semi-retired, I guess you'd say. I retired 3 years ago. And this is just something I do for my play money, supplement my retirement. I try to get as much money as I can get since I went out at 62 until I hit my full retirement age of 66, 10, 11 months, whatever it is.
If that was a breaker in there or not, I heard somebody, I think, maybe 4 seconds.
Okay, find WLL mobile. Maybe instead of having them describe the light scene, maybe they just shoot a picture to you via text. I don't know if that might be easier for you. Just a thought. Okay, find WLL.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm having trouble copying you. It might be where I'm sitting right now, but I'm at a traffic light, but so I mean, I have the repeater full quieting. I look down to see, but anyway, you might want to try that one again.
I'm out here at warehouse in Rutherford, right in the shadow of Paris, so I was just listening to your conversation. I was just thinking, instead of them trying to describe it, maybe they can just shoot you a picture of it and send it to you.
I forget that we have, cameras on our phones, and that option sometimes it escapes me. But that's a fantastic idea, you know, because, my wife called me the other day, and she couldn't even describe the tire light. It was a tire light, but she couldn't describe it. And the way she was describing it, I was just like, I was totally bumfuzzled. I didn't have a clue what she was talking about. Oh, man. I tell you. But makes life interesting.
I was just, there's so many dashboard lights on these new cars anymore that you can't even keep up with them all. Anyways, I'm where I need to be, gentlemen. I don't remember the other guy's call sign in there, but y'all have a great day. KE5WLL clear.
Yeah, jump in anytime. My call here is NC9V. I'd like to say North Carolina 9 volt. And named Leon, but I use my phone all the time for the camera because I need reading glasses, and all that is just a thick picture of it, make it big.
I'm finally catching on to that. I'll just tell them, send me a picture, call me, FaceTime me, and let me see it live or whatever. And I do that sometimes, like when I go to the grocery store, my wife wants something in particular, and I don't have a clue what it is, and can't find it, and so, I've asked people in the grocery store, they don't know where anything is. I ask them, oh yeah, it's over there on aisle 14, it's not on aisle 14, it's over there. At the end of the ice cream counter, about 6 aisles away, and they don't even know where their merchandise is, so it doesn't do much good to ask somebody that works there, unless it's maybe the manager.
Hotel India,
jump on in there.
Greenville, I'm from Seneca, and was just a listener. But I had a comment there about not finding something in a store. If you go into Publix, they have an app. It's absolutely 99% of the time gets you exactly to where it's at. It's just an app. I'm sure they have it as an, I'm not sure about iPhone, but it's definitely an Android app. And it works great. It's phenomenal.
I use Publix a lot, and I think my wife has that app. Heck, I may have it, because I get my I get all my drugs there too. Whoever thought you'd be buying drugs at a grocery store, but anyway. You know, they do a fairly decent job, so can't complain too much.
Bruce, B-R-U-C, W-4-H-I. Yeah, I'm heading up here for a doctor's appointment, so I'm on 123, just coming into Easley. I'll be on the side. Yeah, just boot it up, but you have to boot it up, of course, in the store for it to do the location.
Changing stuff around too much to have an app like that, but I'll keep that in mind next time I go to Publix. NC9B.
NC9B, KB4CBA. It sounds pretty handy, and you know, there's a Publix just right down the. I live on Rutherford, but it's right real close to where Rutherford comes into Wade Hampton there. And I can just jump on Wade Hampton, and I can be at Publix in 2 or 3 minutes. So, depending on the traffic lights, you know, if I hit them green, then they get there quicker. But anyway, it can just be frustrating, you know, if you're looking for something that. I don't buy there every day. You know, I mean, I know where stuff is, obviously, when I go to Publix that I buy all the time, but my wife sends me for, you know, some miscellaneous something another that she needs, you know, for cooking, and I'm like, you know, where the heck is that? And what does it look like? Oh, man. Well, I'm pulling in the IMA here, so I better jump out of here and get my labs, and I'll see the doctor Wednesday. But I do this every 6 months, so I always get a glowing report, so I'm not expecting anything different. You know, so hopefully everything will be hunky-dory.
I'm holding off on doing anything till July. July is when my Medicare kicks in. So I'll get a checkup during the month of July. So go get your checkup, get your blood drawn, do the vampire thing. And I hope you don't like my wife. My wife says she's a hard stick. So every time they go to draw blood, her veins like to roll. And he'll stick her 3, 4, 5 times sometimes. Hope you don't like that.
I've got what I call juicy veins. I said, take all you want. Oh, man. I'll talk to you later, and you have a good one. NC9V, KB4CBA. Clear after yours.
You have a great day, and good talking to you, KB4CBA. NC9B, 73.